Coming to you guys live from Time Warp Comics and Games in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Hey everybody, my name is Steve. Welcome to Super Action Smash. As always, I'm hanging out here on the couch with...
Jason Brown.
Man himself.
he gets more flourished each thing. So we're doing our show today in a live comic book store. And as always, we've been doing that for a while in a live comic, as opposed to the dead comic book stores that have been up there.
Yeah, we very briefly tried it in a dead comic book store. There were corpses all around us.
It was smelly.
It was quite spooky. I liked it a lot, but the smell got really bad. So we couldn't do that anymore.
You look very cash today. You look very, casual.
Do you like it?
You know, stylish is what you're looking at.
I'm trying to up my game here.
Up your fashion game.
Yeah, because I figured the only reason people are watching is that
fashion.
They want to know what we are wearing.
What we're wearing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm wearing. What I'm wearing today is this is taken from an actual page from Cracked magazine that I wrote many years ago. It's a Mongo Clash. It's a parody of a extreme wrestling pay-per-view. Some of may or not know. I wrote for Cracked magazine for about 15 years back in the late 90s, or actually early 90s to mid 1000s.
Wrote right on that shirt.
Yeah. So I just wrote this. And I figured it was really cool and I wanted to wear it, so I made it. But so I go for the geek fashion stuff, and I may up my fashion game eventually, but for now I'm wearing this stuff.
I have a lot of stuff that I don't even know if I could wear.
Yeah.
Because I have just all horror movie t-shirts.
Okay.
So they're all gory.
That's all right.
I can wear those.
I think our audience wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Audience, as you know, we can watch the show on Roku and Apple TV and Chromecast and your toaster. If you have a toaster and want to watch the show there, you can watch it there as well.
Digital toast.
Digital toast. If you're new to the show, basically what we do here is we hang out in this comic book store in Cedar Grove, Time Warp Comics and Games. Check it out. Ask for it by name.
What?
And we basically get through five stories that I take off the internet.
We try
to get through five stories, then we go off on 17 different tangents, and that's part of the show.
That's how the show goes.
Yeah.
That's since day one. That's
where
the show has been. Behind the camera is Austin. Say hi to the gang.
Hey, everyone.
There he is. He's going to be helping us out.
It's his voice. He's going to be our beautiful velvety narrator for the whole show.
Disembodied voice.
The Morgan Freeman of the show.
Morgan Freeman. Like a Twinkie.
I remember the first time I met Andy Dufresne.
Yeah, and it's... Oh, look, there's a poster over the hole. They escaped.
Way to spoil it.
Oh, as if
everybody.
People haven't seen the movie by now.
Oh, my God.
You know,
people are still being born as we speak.
Have you seen the movie Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
North wins. All the North superheroes win.
Wow.
So, guys, speaking of war, we have our first story for today. Every time we do a story, I'll be doing this. That's our special effect. Our first story.
It's all we can afford.
It's all we can afford right now is special effects.
We're so sorry.
Transformers. We were talking to Michael Bay, who I called Richard Bay one time as a goof.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if Richard Bay had a show
to
here
his
in
face?
Jersey. No.
Oh.
He wasn't around. I never actually met the man. I would like to meet the man. Damn.
We'll get him.
Darn.
Michael Bay confirms that 14 ideas are in place for future Transformer films.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are his 14 ideas just 14 names of Transformers?
I think he just has the ideas for the stories. He hasn't actually written out everything.
Okay, so
yeah.
One story, Robot becomes a boy.
Hmm.
Next one.
Yeah.
And they're just cranking him out at a table.
Robot goes to a buffet.
That's a good one.
Robo Transformer buffet.
There should be one where all the Transformers are all old and they try to rob a bank.
That's like
a new thing.
What's it called?
I don't know. The Final Dimension Heist.
Super Explosivo version.
Yeah.
So this summer, Michael Bay returns to direct the fifth. It might be his final live-action Transformer movie. He may actually just produce the rest of them. So it's going to be called Transformers The Last Night. Mark Wahlberg is back.
Yeah.
Wahlberg.
Talking to animals, talking to robots.
Talking to robots.
That's what he does best.
Anthony Hopkins is going to be in this. John Goodman is going to be in this one as well.
They're going all out for this last one.
Last one.
Before they do 14
more. They have said that this will be his final Transformer movie. It's also a film where Paramount kickstarts its annual cycle of films in the series. It's the starting gun for the Transformers Cinematic Universe. That's what seems to be happening these days. Now, because Marvel, the MCU, is so popular, and the DCU is trying to kickstart.
Everything's becoming a universe.
Yeah.
Everything has to be interconnected now.
Oh, that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Much like how reboots and everything is like the big thing. I know Kevin Smith is doing Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, where they have to they're parodying all the reboots that are out there, and Bluntman v. Chronic is going to be stopped. He's going to try to stop that. And it makes financial sense. Sure, but I mean, Hollywood, when they latch onto something, when they see that something works, they're like, hell yeah, let's do that.
Well, it's all about the dollar signs.
What type? I mean, I know The Mummy is coming out.
That's true.
And they're going to try to use that as a kickstart for the Universal monster movies. They tried to do it with Dracula Untold? Dracula Unleashed? Dracula Underwater? I'm not sure what exactly it was called.
Dracula Underwear.
Undercovers.
Yeah,
Undercovers.
Under the covers. That was the XXX porn version.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Are you...
Super good acting.
Do you feel that the Transformers universe is actually worth the while? Because it's... That movie is super hyperkinetic, and you have to, like, take a breath.
It's crazy. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, and the CG keeps getting better, so there's more little things to pay attention to.
Right.
But, I mean, at what point is they just going to phase all the humans out? I mean, they got 14 movies. Eventually, it's just going to be all CG, just robots on some crazy alien planet.
I honestly wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind just a straight-up robots battling robots.
Yeah.
Do you really need Mark Wahlberg there?
I mean...
Do you really need Shia LaBeouf there?
He kind of ties all of it together. Without Mark Wahlberg, I don't know where I'm going.
Exactly.
Just anywhere in life.
If Mark Wahlberg basically was just, you know, commentating your life, that would be the best way to go.
Be pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably be way more successful.
That's true. The man is kind of like Dwayne The Rock Johnson when it comes to movies. If you insert him the right way into a movie... The Rock calls himself Cinematic Viagra.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll boost up your movie. I mean, the Fate of the Furious is coming out fairly soon. The thing is, sometimes when I go to a movie, I want pure escapism. And all the Fast and the Furious movies are straight up escapism. There is no reality anywhere to be seen.
It's not like a sequel to Schindler's List?
No, it's not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It might be a documentary, I'm not really sure.
Mm.
If like Schindler's List and the Fast and the Furious got together, there's a movie I would see.
Yeah.
It'll be drama and explosive cars.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, I could do that.
Why not?
I'll see that in 3D.
It'd be like that new Tank Girl series that just came out. World War Tank Girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
You brought that in.
I did.
He hosts a show called New Comic Book Day, and you can check us out on our Facebook page. Go to Time Warp Comics and Games to watch a version. The live version.
That's live.
That's the live version. Then we share it on our Facebook page, on the Super Action Smash Facebook page, which I think everybody should like.
Everywhere. Everyone.
Everyone.
Doesn't matter
world.
Who you are.
Mark Wahlberg.
Like it.
Do it.
Come on, guys.
Moving on to story number two. Look, here it is.
Speaking of cinematic Viagra.
Terminator franchise is never finished, says Arnold Schwarzenegger. He insists that more Terminator films are in the cards. Reports of Arnold Schwarzenegger's departure from the Terminator franchise and stories of its demise are premature, and that seemed that comes from Schwarzenegger himself. Big fan of the Terminator series, are you?
Yeah, I watched the first Terminator when I was young, so it kind of holds a special place in my heart. And I'm a huge Arnold fan. I've always been. I mean, Predator's like one of my favorite movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch enough Arnold movies. I have a problem. I have a small, tiny bit of a problem.
We're actually going to do a research group to see if we can help him out. Maybe an intervention.
Yeah.
Maybe
an intervention.
Schwarzenegger. Can we invite Arnold Schwarzenegger for your intervention?
That would be pretty great.
He would do it.
If you could pull those strings.
If I could start a Kickstarter campaign to make that happen, I would do that.
Let's do it.
Actually, Terminator was the very first, if you remember, Betamax. Betamax was the first VCR to come out. And when I was a kid, it was baffling to me that you can actually take a movie and watch it anytime you want, and it existed on this small little thing. And Terminator was the very first movie I ever got.
Being 200 years old, your mind is blown quite
often. I'm about 217.
I think it was back in the early 1800s when the Betamax came out. So, yeah.
It's older than me.
Good old Betamax. See, I can remember Laserdiscs. That's about as weird and obscure as I can remember.
Well, what's strange about Laserdiscs was that you had to actually turn them over.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It was like vinyl, but a giant DVD instead.
It was like this big.
Yeah.
You know what DVDs look like? They're this big. That big. And you had to watch like half of it. Turn over now. And you had to flip it over and watch the rest of it.
I remember
that lasted like 2 weeks.
In high school, they had a laser disc of Braveheart, and it was like 5 laser discs.
Oh, they had to, yeah, because that movie was like 17 hours long.
Yeah. You needed so many laser discs. I always remember wondering. I was like, I play PlayStation 2 games that are like on a disc this big for hundreds of hours, and they got this like 10-hour movie on 5 discs this big. What are you doing?
Oh, Snickers is
hey,
back!
Hey, Snickers!
Snickers is back! Hey, Snickers, how you doing? This is our special guest dog who actually shows up. You smell my pug?
Shows up every once in a while.
Yeah, every so often Snickers shows up.
Whenever he feels like it. Hey, Snickers.
Our show mascot, Snickers.
Yeah, so pretty soon he'll be, it's okay, you can hang with us, it's perfectly fine. You a big fan of Terminator, Snickers?
Bark.
Bark.
Do dogs like robots?
Well, dogs actually were very integral to the Terminator universe because they could sniff out
they
a Terminator.
Sniff out the robots, yeah.
So if there's any Terminators hanging around, Snickers has our back.
So he'll sniff us out.
We're good.
Hopefully
we're
it doesn't
clean.
Come on me.
We finally figured it out. I'm not a robot.
You're not a robot.
It has taken me years to figure this out. This is a big day.
Oh, we finally.
It's a big
huge.
Day.
We should celebrate.
Have a cake. Somebody got a cake for this man.
Celebrate
He's not
later.
A robot.
Leave out the motor oil. It's not a robot this time.
So let's see here. Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, Terminators, Jimmy Cams.
And, Jimmy Cams.
Our
we
good,
have Jimmy
good
Cams.
Friend.
And, so it turns out the future may still involve Arnold Schwarzenegger in a let's see, he said, I don't want to call it, like, fake news. This is Schwarzenegger talking. But I think people just write things. I have no idea why. Just because Paramount doesn't want to pick up the Terminator franchise, you have 15 other studios that are willing to do it. That doesn't mean the Terminator franchise is finished. Yeah, Arnold is an ultimate business person.
Yeah,
so he knows what's up.
What's your dream studio to pick up the Terminator franchise? Who do you want to see in control of that now?
Nickelodeon.
Austin has chimed in that Nickelodeon should do it. We'll have little toy, Terminators running
like
around.
Like a Good Burger crossover.
We could have like a Good Burger reunion on the Terminator thing. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Part of me wants to say Sony, but I don't know.
Yeah. And give it to Sony.
Sony, 20th Century Fox, or...
Not
or
Disney.
Or Strangio Productions.
Wow.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
We'll make one.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy Cams is involved, so...
Well, he's our good friend. We might as well just have him do it.
James Cameron remains involved in developing a sequel that currently has Deadpool's Tim Miller linked with directing. Cameron will not be helming the next Terminator movie himself, given that his half next decade is going to be making Avatar sequels. And we talked about that before. What were we going to say before we rudely interrupted?
Well, I don't know.
You forgot, don't you?
Yeah, I forget everything.
It's okay. Jimmy Cams, of course,
I think I'm a robot.
Is we're going to have to reboot you. Pretty much.
Such a bore.
Moving on. Number three.
Talk about The Rock briefly.
G.I. Joe 3 is happening. Now, it says G.I. Joe, the headline is G.I. Joe 3 dropped, full reboot coming instead. Hasbro is going back to square one with its G.I. Joe movies.
Here's the problem with this, though. You reboot it, are they not going to have The Rock?
I think he's busy.
What's the deal?
Who are these people?
He was Roadblock.
He was good, but once again, being cinematic Viagra, he kind of came in, did his thing, and then,
That first one was atrocious,
yeah, it was
in
pretty
my
horrible.
Opinion.
It was pretty horrible. They got better, and they got more superhero-ish.
Yeah, the second one felt like G.I. Joe doing the Avengers.
Pretty much.
Is what it felt like.
Which was the porn version, also, in case you were wondering.
Also, yes.
Yeah.
Breaking a lot of ground today.
Well, sometimes we have to go there.
Yeah.
We have to live in that world.
Should hit the hard facts.
I think a lot of films are realizing that, like, even they're even doing like a fairy tale princesses Avengers style thing coming up pretty soon.
Good.
They kind
it's
of
about time.
In one of the Shreks, was it one of the Shreks or was it one of the other films? They had
probably
the fairy tale princesses that was kind of like an Avengers thing where they had like a Led Zeppelin song playing in the background. They were all like super adventurous and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah, so I can see that.
I mean, I'd watch it.
Yeah,
do they fight with their various powers?
They do.
So Sleeping Beauty has like narcolepsy,
she just falls asleep. And
it confuses them.
Yeah. They're like, what do we do? Fight her? She's asleep.
She's asleep. Do we wake her up? Something might happen if we wake her up.
And then just like then dwarves crawl out of her pockets and attack everybody.
That she's like throwing dwarves at people.
Yeah.
That's how it
that's
works.
Smart. That's smart. Or she hands people apples and they're like, oh, thank you. I was so hungry. And then they all die. They're poison apples.
Dead.
Genius.
That's oh,
Rapunzel's
wow.
like flipping her hair around.
Yeah.
You know, and
she's just hanging people with her
head. She's like Medusa, only like really nice.
I want this hard R.
Exactly.
Please.
So let's
anyway,
see.
Anyway, G.I. Joe. Less interesting. Let's talk about it.
Hasbro has revealed that it won't be pressing ahead to the new G.I. Joe sequel, instead opting to take a movie series back to square one. Hasbro is moving more heavily into films itself and has been developing its own movie universe. Now, they made My Little Pony, the movie, which didn't we see like a Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Apocalypse ponies.
Ponies over there?
Yeah.
It's an
thing, I think.
G.I. Joe had two films. So according to Hasbro global brand licensing boss Simon Waters, the world has changed, and I think you're going to see G.I. Joe changing with it. It's going to be a much more contemporary approach to the whole franchise, and that will allow us to develop different characters.
What I understand is, what wasn't contemporary about the last one? If anything, it was like kind of futuristic. Are they going to try and ground it in reality? Because they're toys.
Yeah.
they're toys.
Humans
as toys.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of toy stuff has been selling really well.
I want to see Skeletor. I just want to see He-Man crossed into G.I. Joe.
Have you seen Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren?
That's a thing.
That exists. Frank Langella plays Skeletor.
Well...
The movie makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Perfect.
Courtney,
good.
That's the best
Courtney,
kind of movies.
Courtney
yeah,
Cox
that
is
sounds
in this,
great.
Courtney Cox is in this movie.
Does she play He-Man?
No.
I'm not interested. I am not interested now. You lost me.
She basically plays Courtney Cox when she was like all apple rosy cheeked, the Bruce Springsteen dancing on the stage, Courtney Cox. But it is Dolph Lundgren plays He-Man. And Frank Langella plays Skeletor. Frank Langella, the best thing in the movie, because he basically eats the scenery literally as Skeletor.
Oh.
And it's a great, if you take it aside that it's like, it's sort of like He-Man, because he can't actually say, you know, I have the power or something like, you know, power is my hand.
Did they not get the rights when they made the movie?
I don't think they got the real rights to it, so they were kind of like on the fence with it.
I've got the sword!
Sword's in my hand and there's power somewhere! You know, something like that.
That's
so it's kind of weird. But it was a pretty good action-adventure film.
Okay.
For its time. Late
80s. Yeah. Very like Krull-esque?
Krull-esque. It was very...
Krull, an insane movie if no one's ever seen it.
Google, or just go into
K-R-U-L-L.
YouTube, starring people that, you know...
Weird.
Guy who played Hercules.
It's got a glaive.
Yeah.
Throws it.
Glaive! I think Jerry Lewis was in it.
Like that. He goes,
throwing a glaive at you with the flag.
And it goes...
It's a film that's very impressed with itself.
Yeah.
It's very... It's like, hey, we're Krull. Deal with it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So you might like this movie.
Where's the contemporary live-action Thundercats, Hasbro?
That's a great point.
They have that? I don't know if they have the right set. Make it anyway.
I think there's a few fan films. There's a few fan films. I think anything. Go on YouTube and just search anything, and there's a fan film for it. Yeah.
I want to see the Dolph Lundgren Thundercats.
That would be great.
Dolph
Lundgren is actually, he's on Arrow right now playing a Russian mobster.
Is he really?
And a lot of people don't realize he's
super
a,
genius.
He's a very intelligent man. He's actually, you know, he doesn't need to do anything anymore because he has the money. He doesn't need to.
I mean, when you beat Rocky, you don't have to do anything.
After the, you know, Rocky IV, he didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
He just went nuts. You know?
He could. I was going to fight him.
Well,
nobody.
Okay, listen, that's a great segue because we're moving on to Expendables 4, of which he was in.
Who knew?
A bunch of old people.
Killer at my segues.
Saw old people.
We're on number 4, ladies and gentlemen. Number 4, this is, we made it to our fourth story. The Expendables 4.
What? For
Sylvester
story?
Stallone.
Four? Did you plan this?
I planned this.
Hey,
correctly.
Snickers is back.
Snickers, come on over here if you want to hang out with us.
Snickers, Snickers. What do you know about The Expendables?
He hates that movie, apparently. He walked away.
So, Stallone, of course, created The Expendables. He recently quit the movie. He doesn't want to do Expendables 4.
Could you say he was.
I'm waiting for it. Go ahead, say it.
Stallone.
Say what you got to say. Say that word. You can do it.
Expendable.
Thank you. We're here all
week.
Please try the veal.
My guesses are terrible.
Stallone has just walked away from the Expendables franchise that he created in the first place. It looks like Stallone has left Expendables 4. He was set to bank around, get this, 20 $1 million just for heading up the team for one final big screen adventure.
I'll do it.
Are you available?
I could do a Stallone impression for $20 million.
Actually, I'm the one who could do the Stallone. I look more like Stallone than anybody else. You could be. Who do you want to be?
Jason Statham.
Okay. We'll have to shave your head.
I mean, I just want... No, I just want to
be... You got to go half bald.
I can't play him. I just want to be
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got the hair for that. He's setting up the team for
you
one...
You can't be everybody.
He's winning.
I'm going to be Stallone Statham.
I'm going to do a one-man Expendables.
It's basically a one-man show. I'm in everything.
I want to see the Expendables on Broadway. He brought Rocky to Broadway.
That would be awesome.
Why can't he bring the Expendables
Rocky was
to
on Broadway?
Broadway? It was on Broadway,
yeah, Rocky
yeah.
was actually on
they
Broadway.
They made a musical out of it.
They made a musical of Rocky.
I don't think it did well. I think it closed.
You know what I want to see? And they tried it with Spider-Man, but people kept dying. I want to see...
Yeah, a lot of people got hurt.
I want to see an action-adventure stage play. Now, they do these things...
Do an Indiana Jones one.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
They do these things in...
There you go. Steal our idea.
In Universal.
I know you're watching, Spielberg.
They do live action... Watches the show constantly. They do live action stunt shows in Universal. And they're like 20 minutes... 40 minutes,
those
whatever it takes.
Of the Caribbean things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They need to bring that, expand it to like 90 minutes, and bring an action adventure show to Broadway. You can start it in the West End if you want to test it out, maybe test it in Orlando, whatever the hell you want to test it. But I think that would be a killer. Don't kill me
right now. Start right now.
I'll write it. I mean, I've written.
You won't.
I'll do it.
You won't.
I'll do it.
It's tempting.
I'm going to leave right now and get it done.
It's on.
You gotta do it now.
I'll make that happen.
It's proof.
I've written 5 action-adventure plays I already got produced. I'll put them all together and put them on Broadway.
There you go.
Yeah. Savage Hot Babe Massacre. I wrote that.
Wow.
Yeah. You can watch it. I'll send it to you.
Okay. You heard it here first.
So what else is there? Stallone coming off the back of his success with Creed. He was actually in Creed, which I still haven't seen.
Ah, what are you doing?
Was reportedly worried.
Get on it.
Get this. He was Stallone left Expendables 4 because he was worried, quote, about potentially underwhelming results for the new movie. So that's why he doesn't want to do it. He didn't think
I don't
it would
think
be a
the
good
third one did really
it's
well.
It's money, though.
Yeah.
Well, getting paid.
Well, they spent so much money making the movies, I don't think they're, at this point... They've blown up everything, so at this point they have to blow up a continent, which, I mean, how much is that going to cost?
What about the Expendables in space?
$15, maybe.
$15?
Whoa, they should switch it to sci-fi. That might be breathe new life into the franchise.
Machete? He went into space?
Yeah.
Did he? Yeah, the last one, if you watch the second Machete, he goes into space with Mel Gibson.
I didn't even know there was a second
they
Machete.
They went completely insane with the sequel to Machete. It was completely insane.
There you go.
They were supposed to make an all-female version, get this, called The Expendables. That's not a joke.
Oh.
That was actually the name of it.
Okay.
But then that didn't happen for some reason. Linda Hamilton was going to be in it, and like all the stars, all female actresses.
Because people hate women.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, that's a thing.
We want to change that around. We're a big fan. Oh,
2017. It's still a thing.
I do have the story. Okay, beautiful segue.
Whoa.
Once again, we're getting our segues down today.
We are killing it,
ladies and gentlemen. This is the final story.
This is the final piece of paper
for today. Joss Whedon to write and direct Batgirl.
Who's Joss Whedon? How do we know him? How does that name sound?
He made a few TV shows. You know,
a little.
Maybe you've heard of.
Barfy.
Barfy, the Vampire Lair, was his show. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Flingerfly.
Flingerfly. He was in Flingerfly, which is also known...
It's Buffy and Firefly.
Also known as Stupendity. You may have heard of that one as well.
Serenity.
Yeah.
That was the movie sequel to Firefly.
Yes.
Which has a really cool comic book run, if anybody cares about that.
I'm
Firefly.
A big fan.
They continued the series in comic form afterwards.
Much how like they did for Angel and for Buffy. I think season 7 or season 8 was actually on in the comic books.
Yeah.
They recently had their 20th anniversary for Buffy.
Yeah.
Which was insane. You know, James Marsters, who plays Spike, is like, I think, 110 years old and still looks good.
Vampires. You know, wow. They can be old.
He's going to be old. You know, he's in his 50s. I think he was, what was he recently on? He's on so many things. I saw him in like this like dude.
Where's my car?
Final Fantasy dude. Where's my car? It was his car that they sold.
Ask the Kutcher.
So Joss Whedon has not made a film since Avengers: Age of Ultron. But for his new movie project, Joss Whedon is crossing an invisible divide. He's jumping over to the other side.
It's hard to do.
From Marvel to DC. So
Ryan Reynolds did it.
Traitor.
Ryan Reynolds did it from Green Lantern over to Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange because Joss Whedon, I think, was one of the architects of the MCU. And we've always talked about how DCU needs to catch up And if they're bringing in, you know, a sleeper agent, you know, Joss, I think he was a little disappointed with himself on Avengers Age of Ultron. I don't know why. It was a great movie. But I guess they wanted to give him his own thing. If anybody, and there's a bit of a controversy because people are saying, why can't we hire a female director, you know, if we're going to do Batgirl? Well, the thing is, Joss Whedon understands how to create female superheroes. And he's openly said, you know, he's a feminist. And
he's written for Batgirl.
He's written. Yeah. I think he's actually written for the comic book. He's, once again, a man, one of the rare instances, you know, like even, you know, Zach, you know, over at, you know, for Batman v Superman, stuff like that.
Yeah, Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. It's like they understand the comic book mentality. And for a while, you had non-superhero directors giving their interpretation, Superman for Quest for Peace, of what they think a superhero
first
movie
Hulk
is.
Movie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. You know, so it's like
Ang
at least.
Lee.
Oh my God, Ang Lee. I'm sorry. That was a big cartoon Hulk jumping around. He was way too big.
Fights a cloud at the end of that movie.
Yeah,
do you remember?
It was a very strange movie.
It was weird.
Yeah. So do you think that Joss will do a good job with Batgirl?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. It's interesting that he wants to move to Batgirl because he was previously talking about doing a solo Black Widow movie. Now, what I'm wondering is he going to take all of his like kind of ideas he had for that and then switch them kind of. You know, a writer will sometimes move ideas from one project over to another.
Yeah.
Is he going to take those like action set pieces, move them over to Batgirl? So I think it'll be interesting, and I think definitely it'll be in good hands.
I think so.
Just because it's a source material he really cares about,
yeah.
Which is what you want to see. Is that's when the best stuff gets made, is when you're really passionate about the source material.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can see it. You know, he gets so excited when you see interviews with him about, like, anything superhero-related coming out. And that's a huge deal across that line.
And I think he'll listen to the fans, too, because he understands.
Because he does listen to his fans.
He does. He hangs out. And, you know, I mean, whenever we get to a period of success, hopefully when this show gets bigger and bigger, one of the things I want to do with this show is to make it as fan interactive as possible and bring you guys in on this and be part of the process. You know,
yeah.
And I think if you're not listening to the fans, and now a lot of the directors and producers and most importantly the studios are finally listening to the fans because they understand that it makes money and they want to deliver, you know,
yeah.
What they feel is right.
It's interesting. He's kind of doing almost like a J.J. Abrams sort of thing where how... For him, for J.J. Abrams at least, he got to work on Star Trek and Star Wars.
Yeah.
Two huge, like, life goals.
Yeah.
So it's like, for someone who likes comic books, like, this is a big deal.
And nothing is impossible. If you think, oh my God, well, you know, I worked on one thing. You know, exactly. Yeah. And if...
Spanish.
If you guys think that you can't do something else, think of the fact that the guy who made the reboot of Star Wars did the reboot of Star Trek. And the guy who basically helped create the Marvel Cinematic Universe is now going to help recreate the
DC one.
DC one. So it's don't limit yourself. You know, Whedon will also produce the film. No casting so far. Let's see. There's no date as to when to expect the Batgirl film, which up until this point has been unannounced by Warner Brothers. And basically, as soon as we get more information about that, we'll let you guys know.
Do you have any secret castings you'd like to see as Batgirl? Do you have anything in mind? Have you given it any thought?
It's hard for me to, like, figure out, because I think with these you need to find somebody who is sort of not famous yet. Nothing is coming to mind right now. Betty White. That's why he's behind the camera.
That's why he is here.
Betty White as Batgirl. Hashtag Betty White as Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Should it be Betty White as Batgirl or Betty White Batgirl?
It's got to be smaller. You only have a certain number of characters on Twitter.
Okay, that's true.
Betty White Batgirl.
So hashtag Betty White Batgirl. Start that now and tweet to Joss Whedon and let's make that happen because that would be awesome.
Broken hips everywhere.
No, she wouldn't care. She'll be breaking the hips. Basically, it. All right, guys. So that wraps up Super Action Smash. We got through our five news stories as we always do, as always, we're hanging out here at Time Warp Comics and Games in Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Look at it.
Come down, hang out with us. Also, check us out on Time Warp Comics and Games Facebook page as well as our Super Action Smash Facebook page when we do live comic book day every Wednesday, and we'll be filming that in just a few moments. For Super Action Smash, my name is Steve Strangio. This guy,
Jason Brown.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you soon.